Hello and welcome back to Sofa Senseis. You're joined by me, Kavan, and this is, of course, the Aki and Saltfish Digital Network. We are still joined by Lamar Harrison. If you want to get an insight into where he's at as he embarks on his professional career, make sure you check out part one over in the archive. This is, of course, the get to know part of the show where we ask Lamar our seven signature questions. Now, I said seven, but really there's eight because the first one that we ask all of our boxers is what is your favourite ring walk tune?
Three Little Birds.
Classic. Classic and classy, actually. Don't worry about a thing because every little thing is going to be all right. Yeah, man. Love that. That's a good message to put out there before you get in there and win some titles. So, yeah, I appreciate that one. Okay. Who is the richest person in your phone book, Lamar?
My phone book?
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, one of our boxers called Baz. He's into a lot of property stuff.
Solid choice.
I won't say how much he made selling one of his houses, but
so property is the industry.
Yeah. But he's one of the. He's always training with the pros. Yeah.
Wicked, love that. So what we try and do with this question in particular is sort of build up a bank of different people in different industries. Because you know we had one guy on, Sidhu from MMA TV. He came on and he said that the richest person in his phone book owns a legal cannabis factory, and he's made a lot of money out of that. So yeah, it's very interesting. Property is a solid choice for people who want to make money. So thanks for that one. Who has the most potential that you know, Lamar?
Myself.
Wicked answer. Who is the most influential person that you know?
Influential. I'll probably have to go with, even though I'd say it's passing, I would say my dad's side is still up there for me.
You're at your best when you are, fill in the blank.
In the gym.
One thing you never regret doing?
I never regret the silly things in the past.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I think it's a really interesting question given what we just spoke about in part one.
Yeah, 5 years. The 5-year plan is to be fighting for or at least contending for the world title.
And this is a really interesting one, actually. Advice you now would give to yourself 10 years ago?
Start sooner. Don't think, just do it. I did want to carry on, but like I said, I had that fear in me, but do it. If I could, actually, yeah, I look back now, I think. Jump in.
I really appreciate those answers. I think, for me personally, on this Sunday afternoon, it's given me the extra drive in my step. Again, Lamar, really appreciate your time. Super grateful for your generosity in that time. If you want to follow his journey, it is Lamar_Harrison on Instagram. And of course, we are Sofa Senseis. You can follow our journey at Sofa Senseis and Aki and Saltfish on Twitter and TikTok. If you've got any questions, comments, don't forget to email akiandsaltfish@gmail.com. And please do leave us a like, comment, subscribe, all those great things, because it really helps us grow. If you want us to talk to more up-and-coming boxers, retired boxers, boxers in general, or MMA fighters, please don't forget to just share the show, because it helps us do big things. Really appreciate your time. Take care and goodbye.